listeners, my name is Mingju. So have you ever heard the bad assumptions of a high school dropouts these days? If you go into the streets and ask a person about it, a vast majority of them will think that dropouts are equivalent as delinquents, or all dropouts are going to be less productive throughout their society. But they are all stereotypes. Well, some of my family members didn't even have the chance to go to school, so are they delinquents? Of course not! They are just normal citizens who are being productive to the society at a young age. One owns a restaurant and the other owns a laundry shop now. The stories about my uncle and my father will certainly challenge the stereotypes that are placed on dropouts. So now, my father is going to tell us about his story after he graduated from elementary school. After I graduated from elementary school, I began to work at your grandmother's workplace. After I became a worker in the steam engine company, I went to Changle and opened up a store for kitchen supplies. After that, I went to America. In America, I decided to settle in after I took a tour there. Then, I became a cook in a certain restaurant in Washington, D.C. Life in China was hard in the 1970s. The cities was underdeveloped compared to America. And poverty is also a problem. Many children are forced or encouraged to drop out of school in order to help out their family. Since my father is the oldest son in his family, he decided to drop out of school in order to ensure that his family can eat every day. I was maybe 15 years old when I quit school. I started school very late. In my village, the learning conditions is too hard for me. Every day, I need to walk to my school for an hour just to get there. Why do you go to school that late? It seems like that every kid in my village all started school that late. You know, the learning conditions was bad. It's not like the schools in Center City. The schools that your mother attended are much better schools. In my village, there are some kids who didn't even go to elementary school or some didn't even know how to write their own names. In the past, children would drop out of school are very common in China. Money was worth more than education in the past. So, children who are considered illegal to work in factories are then needed in order to make Chinese production faster for the economy. After I dropped out of school, I didn't do anything for 2 years in my house. Then I worked in a steam engine company. I also worked in an assembly line for a plastic production company. Did the bosses of the industries have any disagreements with grandmother for letting you work at such a young age in their industries? No, at that time, the industrial laws in China are weak. A lot of kids at my age are working. But right now, when the life in China is better, China began to protect underage kids from doing jobs in industries. There are now laws to protect them. But in the past, there are hardly no protection for underage kids in the industries. I would have expected that my father would have some injuries while he was working in these factories. But when I asked my mother about it, it completely took me by surprise. No, your father's body is very strong. He is suitable to do hard lifting jobs like these. When I asked my father that if he get laughed at when he told his employer or other people about his low education level, his answer was yet another surprise. There is nobody who will have the guts to tease me. His confidence is very rare among the dropouts. After 5 years, my father came to the United States. My father wished to have a better life and doesn't, in fact, let his education level brought him down. He went to a place where people with a higher education level have a higher chance of being accepted, a country that rarely had people who drop out of elementary school. How much do you get paid by working in factories compared to America? In 1 month, I can be paid with $30 or $40. At that time, this amount of salary was considered very high in China. But in America, I could get paid with $1,000 salary per month. Can you communicate with foreigners well? I can take orders for Chinese food dishes that was requested by foreigners. But overall, my English is not good. If in the past I went to middle school, my English would be much better compared to my elementary school level English. In China, students start to learn English when they are in middle school. Before you came to China, did you know how to speak English? I didn't. America is said to be a paradise for people who want to make money. But in reality, immigrants face many hardships in trying to achieve the life that they came into America for. But for my father, his hardships are far more severe when considering the fact that he didn't know how to speak English and the fact that he can only work in certain jobs. In America, of course, I had experienced many hardships. I didn't know English. I didn't understand a thing I saw. I was blind. I can't speak English, so I was mute. I don't understand a thing I listened to, so I was deaf. I'm blind, mute, and deaf. So when I came to America, I just want to have a better life and get more money. Also, in Sanchong Restaurant, the place I once worked, I need to work early in the morning and then sleep late at night. I don't have things to eat for myself because I need to cook for the customers every second. When I sleep upstairs in a restaurant, I don't have a bed, so I need to spread a blanket on the floor. Every day, I need to work for 13 or 14 hours. Every day, I need to work by standing. In America, the jobs are very, very competitive. Do you regret coming to America? I do regret that because the life in America is just too harsh. In China, the life is hard too, but even though it's harsh, my whole family is there to support me. When I came to America, there's only me, your second, and your fourth uncle was not there yet, and I can only depend on myself. Compared to other immigrants with the same educational level as you, do you consider your life as good as them? So-so, it is okay. I'm now self-employed, and at least I could feed myself and my whole family. In this interview, my father solely reflects on his regret for not finishing college. He wants to send out a message for all of the children who want to abandon their education. In China, if you don't have a good amount of education, then it'll be hard to find jobs. You are going to do hard lifting jobs or the sort. The jobs that these uneducated people do are the jobs that these educated ones won't do. Like you, who will get a decent education, will do office work, while me and your mother will continue to cook in this restaurant. Do you think that there are still many children who won't be able to finish their education? Right now, there won't be a lot of children. It is much better right now. In the past, China was very poor. But right now, China is wealthy and they look at education as important as a priority. If I now see some kids who don't finish education, then I would say that right now, you children are just too comfortable. There's a chance for you to learn, but you still don't want to. There are great environments out there that are good for learning, but you still don't want to finish your education. For those kids who don't want to continue their education anymore, what do you want to tell them? You absolutely need to study hard and thrive for your future. Despite all the struggles my father needs to face, whether it is the kind of jobs or is it his inability to speak English, he now has a restaurant of his own and is able to get at least $200 per day. But even though my father proves to be a successful immigrant despite the fact that he only attended elementary school, he still faces many hardships that will be avoided if he have a college degree. So in the end, my father wishes that his stories will encourage more students into continuing their education and make them realize what their life is ahead of them if they don't. I also interviewed my uncle about his struggles in America because of his low education level. After I graduated from middle school, I waited for like a year before I came to America. Before that, I don't have any jobs. When my father was working diligently in America, my uncle was still learning in middle school. Since every year my father sends money to my grandmother, my uncle didn't have to drop out of school that early like my father did. In your perspective, if a child is to drop out of his or her school, what harm could this child get in his or her future? Of course, there is a lot of harm to that. If you don't go to school, then you don't have a lot of knowledge about the world around you. Then there won't be any people to employ you for their job because you don't have a decent amount of education. How would you view my father who dropped out of school at such a young age? I think it is okay at a time. Our family conditions are not very good. Your father can go to work, and after he gets paid, he will give me and my other brothers a part of his salary. Even though my uncles think that it is bad for people to drop out of school, he still looks up to my father because he was the financial backbone of his family, and a reason that he can continue his education up until middle school. To him, my father sacrificed his education for his own family. After my uncle finished middle school, he came to America. In America, many Chinese immigrants who don't have a decent amount of education mostly work as cooks and as workers in Chinese restaurants or buffets. My first job is in America. I work as a delivery guy for the restaurant. I also sleep and eat in my boss's house. So before I became an owner in my own laundry shop, I was a delivery guy. In middle school, my uncle did learn some English, but my uncle claimed that the English that he knows are barely enough to make him fastly adapt into American society. Before you came to America, do you know any English? I did learn some English, but not much. What do you think of your own English? Man, my English is run to the core. Compared to my father, my uncle doesn't react as strongly to kids who didn't finish their education. What do you think of the kids who didn't go off to college now? I think that they probably have their own reasons. The best option is to finish college. It is the best if these kids could later in their life go to college and go to seek more knowledge. Normally, when I ask my relatives if they regret the fact that they didn't finish college, most of them will reply with an automatically yes, because they don't have a taste of what life is like without a college degree. But when I asked my uncle, his answer was not what I was expecting. Do you regret the fact that you didn't go to college? I don't regret it, because if I did go to college, then I'll be in China right now. Then I'm not going to be one of the few who could have the opportunity to come to America at a time. In the past, it's rare for people to come to America, so I was very happy about it. If your interview today will be heard by kids who didn't want to continue their education anymore, how will you expect them to react? I think that they will not abandon their education, and they will not be skipping school anymore. If they abandon their education, it is bad for their future, and it is bad for their jobs in the future as well. A degree will be much better. If they only graduate from high school, then there are limited jobs available for them. Even though my uncle continued his education up until middle school, he now owns a laundry shop, despite the fact that he is not able to speak standard English. Right now, he has one son and one daughter. Both of them are encouraged by my uncle to study hard for the sake of their future. So, my family certainly didn't become a group of delinquents, nor are they not being productive to their own society. Even though they have low levels of education, they become productive citizens in both America and in China at a very young age. Of course, now my cousins will follow the mistake of the previous generation. My father and my uncle will always lectures us and my cousins about the importance of education.
And thanks for listening.